The golden rule says you should treat others the way you want to be treated. But an unfortunate truth is that idea doesn't account for the driving power of wanting to prove someone wrong or get even. Media moguls Vince McMahon and Ted Turner turned the 90s cable airwaves into an open war zone of professional wrestling with millions of fans. The global superpowers of the 20th century even threw down to be the first to send a man to the moon, just as a flex. There are stories where people crash and burn in perceived mutual hatred, too. Like naturalist Charles Waterton humiliating himself trying to bring down American birding icon James Audubon. But that's the beauty of beef. It's funny, it's dark, it's humanity in a nutshell. And it's a triple gold signal award-winning show from Next Chapter Podcasts. I'm Bridget Todd. Join me as I serve up the juiciest rivalries you've never heard of. Listen to Beef wherever you get your podcasts.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
I feel like I start every week off saying there's so much to talk about. There's so much to talk about. That's my imitation of myself. There's so much to talk about. But the thing is, we will always have so much to talk about because when you spend your life talking about the trashiest, most unimportant things, there is an endless well. It is a bottomless pit. Life is good. Life is really good when you do what we do, which is basically talking shit. Because there's never like a dearth of shit.
Well, now it's like, oh, Kevin Costner and Jewel touched. Are they fucking? Have they been fucking for 17 years? Like what we constitute as celebrity news has really, the bar is below sea level, as I like to say.
There is no bar. There is no bar. There is no bar. And Kevin Costner is dancing with Jules. Absolutely. There's a dancing with Jewel. I feel like we're supposed to make a teeth joke, talk about him being 100 years old, but you know what? Let them fuck. Go for it.
You're
rich,
cares?
You're famous, stick it in.
Yeah.
You know who does care? 50 Cent does care about Sean P. Diddy Combs going to jail. He's not going to rest until Diddy goes to jail. And he is funding, have you heard of this documentary about the Diddy crimes, Diddy accusations? Like, they're not even called yet, and he's like, he's casting it. Well, it's a documentary, he's not casting it, but he's producing it.
To quote Deanna Chang, this did come across my desk, but I didn't really delve into it. Like, what is the deal?
The deal is that 50 Cent is producing a documentary about all this shit that's happening with Diddy.
And like the R. Kelly documentary,
out of bitterness. Well, yeah, basically. Like, I think, you know, 50 Cent is a petty, petty bitch. Didn't he like, is this a rumor or not, that he once bought up the entire stadium or the entire venue for a Ja Rule concert, just bought all the tickets on his own so no one
knew? Is that real?
You've never heard that before?
I pray that that's real. I pray it's real. I pray to the gods that it's real.
It's brilliantly shady.
Something that you don't remember is that he was doing a film deal with Lala from Vanderpump Rules' husband at the time. And then he messaged back. He messaged him and was like, you owe me $1 million. Like, give it to me now. And Randall was like, Fofty. He was trying to text 50 and he texted Fofty and he was like, Fofty, I'll get you the money. Like, please. And basically, like, 50 Cent posting those screenshots of those text messages basically ended like Randall Emmett's career and his relationship with Lala, because she was like absolutely mortified. 50, he's a petty ass bitch. I know that. He, like, and not just because of Ja Rule. No, but he was like, you owe me $1 million. He's like, I'll get it to you, I promise. Like, I need a week. And he's like, you have 24 hours. Like, you little bitch. Like, do it now.
I do not understand people. I don't understand even. Can you imagine someone calling you and saying, you owe me $1 million? I would never do something where I'd owe someone $1 million. Or like pretend to buy a house and run away. Like, what would I do if someone would be like, you owe me $1 million and I need it in 24 hours? I'd jump off a bridge.
When I owe, if I owe like my credit card $1,000, I'm like, what am I going to do? And then imagine walking around on this earth being like, I owe $1 million to someone.
You'd be dead. You know, I'm saying you'd be dead. Like, if I owed someone $1 million, I would be dead. But there are probably 1 million people in the world that owe someone $1 million or more. Governments, millionaires, billion. Like, that's just, I don't know. We live in the wrong side of the world financially.
You know, when people are hoarders and they're like, well, it just got so bad that I just stopped trying. Like, that's what that is. Like, you're like, oh, I owed someone so much money that it's like, it doesn't mean anything anymore because I'll never get out from under this.
I am not like anti-capitalist or a hater or anything like that. There should be no such thing as billionaires. It's just unnecessary. You know what I mean? Like, if you have $900 million, you're good. You don't even need the extra $100 million to become a billionaire. It's just so, I don't know. At a certain point, it's just not a flex anymore.
It's correct.
It's just
correct.
Weird.
I agree with you.
Joshua Jackson is dating Lupita Nyong'o. This is important, probably just to the two of them, but several people texted me about it, so I thought we would say it.
I mean, they're getting some play. I mean, Lupita Nyong'o, I'm surprised she's not more famous than she is, because she's a great actor and absolutely stunning. And Joshua Jackson kissing her feet is what he should be doing, because someone's willing to write about him.
He's gorgeous, though. I do think he's gorgeous. I would watch them. I would watch them be intimate with each other. I would watch them in front of your parents. I would watch them be intimate with
each other. How dare you?
I want to talk about the nose. Can we call it a nose piece that Bradley Cooper is wearing in the film Maestro?
Well, Dominic, you know that I was just at the Academy Museum of Arts and Sciences.
I didn't know that.
With Natalie Katona and Julia Washington, of guests of our podcast fame.
Fixies and former guest judges, yes.
We were walking into the museum and there was like the setup for like the premiere party for that movie, like happening outside. But we were there at 11 o'clock in the morning. So obviously it wasn't happening until way late at night. But when I tell you, when we walked out at like 3 p.m., we were in slow motion, like trying to like see anyone. And meanwhile, it's just like pictures, like nothing real. It's just like little stanchions and like a red carpet, like no one there. And we're acting as if like Bradley Cooper could come out at any moment. And we're walking in slow motion, like idiots, being like, what? Oh, which way are we going? Like doing this whole thing.
I thought you were going to say that the nose piece was there and that you tripped over it. That's what I was hoping.
I love it.
I think he looks like Leonard Bernstein. I think it fits the character. I also think he looks sexy as hell with or without the nose. So like he could put one on his forehead and I would think it was brilliant. He's one of those for me.
Don't they do this all the time? Like people always get prosthetics in movies. It's like, this isn't that strange to me. And I have not seen pictures of it unless he looks insane. But also when you are playing a famous public figure, like you do need to look like them in the movie.
Right.
another way of the bar just being so low.
This is news. This is what is important. When people talk about current events with me, I bring these things up instead because I don't care to talk about current events. The Windsors, Wills, are they the Windsors, Wills and Kate? Are they the Sussexes or the Essexes?
No, they're the Duke and
Windsors,
Duchess.
Right?
No, they were...
Of Windsor.
No, they're the House of Windsor.
Is this... Do you think we're frustrating everyone who's listening who actually knows
yes,
this?
Yes, they're screaming.
No, they're the House of Windsor.
No, they're the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
Or something like that. Sure.
No, that's what they were before Elizabeth died. Now, he's the Prince of Wales.
Got it. And she's the Queen of Wales?
Charles.
No, the Princess of Wales?
I think so. All people right. want to murder us.
Well,
people
the moral of this giant conversation is that they released their Christmas card and it is black and white. They're all wearing like white shirts and dark jeans, all three kids. I mean, they're lovely, but it's in black and white. And I'm very sorry. I just don't think it's appropriate for a Christmas card because it looks like Schindler's List. I'm sorry. I had to say, I looked at this and I'm like, the royal family. No, I'm not. The royal family should not be, given their history with their family and the Holocaust, they should not be putting anything in black and white because it looks like Schindler's List to me. I understand this is a wide turn. It is literally the first thing I thought of when I saw this photo. I'm like, you are all gorgeous in this Steven Spielberg production about an atrocity. This is not a Christmas card. Take them all back.
It's also like a JCPenney photo shoot adjacent. Like they're trolling us. They're like, oh, you guys think that we have so much money here. We can dress like Americans that are in Rehoboth Beach and like are taking a photo on the beach.
I cannot believe you just said Rehoboth because when I looked at all the things we were going to talk about today, that was the line that I had prepared. I was going to say like they look. No. I can't believe you just said that. I swear to God. Wait, that's do you know hilarious. That I met your cousins last night?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
How were they?
I met your cousins last night. They were fantastic. They came to my holiday show in Atlanta. They laughed at anything that remotely resembled something we say on this podcast. So I knew that Fixies were there. And there were other Fixies there too, some of whom I knew and some of whom only were coming to the show because they're aware of this podcast. And that has happened in Chicago and in DC, a Fixie wearing a Judi Dench shirt came with her husband to see my show.
I felt like I'd given birth
when I saw that shirt.
Yeah.
And everyone I meet is just like, I keep telling them you're going to come with me next year for the holiday shows and maybe we'll record some pods in all these cities. But people listen to this and it weirds me out sometimes. I'm so flattered and honored and I love doing it. But when people are like, oh my God, I'm taking a picture with a famous person, which is what someone said to me in Chicago. And I looked at her, I was like, you need to be put in a home. Like, what are you talking about? If I'm famous, what is Meryl Streep? The Lord?
Yeah.
Like what? Talk about a low bar.
Yeah. We are to fame as what? You know what I mean? Like, it's like one of those things. Like,
exactly.
Well, know that my cousins were sending me photos of you on stage and saying you don't need a neck lift. So there's that.
As I said earlier, they are lovely and incorrect. I appreciate that feedback, though.
You are aware that I'm now getting ads for like neck tightening, like things that you buy and like roll over your neck. Like for real.
And well, please save them and send them to me.
And if one is inexpensive, I will buy it for you for Christmas. But I also know that there are people in the chat on Patreon that are sending like other like ads that they're now getting for neck lift, like
yes!
neck tightening, like it's almost like a massager, but it's like to laser your neck and it's like handheld. We might, I mean, sponsorship. Hello, ding dong. We might need to write them.
I have started a revolution. Everyone's going to be down with the gobbler. Gag the gobblers. Oh, I'm so excited to get that neck lift in 2024. I'm looking forward to that and Wicked. And that's it. That's the only thing I'm looking forward to next year. By the way, we each have to claim responsibility for something that's happening in pop culture that was pitched on this podcast. Chris, you can talk about Lena in a moment, but I don't think I've discussed with you that the Golden Globes are back. They are back from pop culture purgatory, apparently. And their nominations were announced the other day, and they have a new category called the Globe for Cinematic and Box Office Achievement. And basically, it's based on
what?
Financials. You need to have made you need to have made $150 million on a film, and $100 million of it had to be made in the United States. And then you get nominated for this award, which was my solution to fix the Oscars. But someone much trashier ran with the idea, which sort of tracks with my brand individually. So I'm fine that they took it, but a little credit should be paid here. Golden Globes. Now you're discriminating again, this time against a homosexual. And I say, how dare you?
Dominic, I am in complete and utter shock. The fact that they stole this so clearly from us is appalling. Mm-hmm. And you know, Rebecca's always like, yep, everyone's listening to you, everyone listens to your podcast. I believe it now. The Golden Globes followed your advice.
And the Golden Globes really should have been a client of ours at some point, but it just got too racisty. And then I think maybe that's why we didn't do it. And tell us, please, about Lena.
Oh, Lena Dunham is just, you know, doing a new show, not involved in it, like just writing it, doing exactly what I told her to do, not a star, just writing it with two like up and coming very big stars, Meg Stalter and what is the man's name? Something, a really hot man. All this to say, yeah, you're welcome, Lena. You're welcome. Add it to the list of people that have listened to us.
Did you see Drew Barrymore rubbing Oprah's arm? Are you aware of this scandal?
No.
Oprah is basically, to promote The Color Purple, she's going on any show that will host her. It's almost embarrassing, but it's nice to see her again. Anyway, she goes on Drew Barrymore, and you know that Drew's thing is like she, like, tongue kisses and fingers her guests when they're on the couch with her. And Oprah was no different. And apparently she's like caressing Oprah's arm during the interview, and that you can see Oprah like visibly make moves to sort of distance herself and do what someone that I went on a date once, which called the Oprah handshake, which is to keep people away from her for germ reasons. She holds her hands up and grabs the other person's hands. Which I guess I never really noticed, but when you think about it, no, that is how Oprah greets people.
No, that's her thing. Like, if someone did that, I would be like, oh, Oprah. Like, I would immediately connect that to Oprah Winfrey.
That's so funny. I never made that connection. I think it's fantastic. But when I look at the video of Drew and Oprah, I just see Drew being Drew. It is funny seeing her do it to someone as iconic as Oprah, but Drew can't help it. She's unhinged. In the best way, though. She's a good unhinged for me.
I love whenever like A-list celebrities are like fangirling about other people. Like, that is fun to me.
Yes. Yes.
Like, that was Reese Witherspoon's
like the people that come to my holiday shows.
Yeah. It is basically the same thing. You are to fame. Yeah. You are to fame as Drew Barrymore is to Oprah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Most of them are like, do you know Chris DeRosa? To be honest with you. I'm like, yes, young Gen Z woman. I know Chris DeRosa.
Dominic, just know that I have a few tricks up my sleeve for your holiday show in New York. I'll just say that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm concerned. Is it something that will disrupt or distract from the performance?
I might have to wait till the end, but like I will. Like, I might have to wait till the end so I don't throw you off your game, but I got some tricks up my sleeves. Let's just say that.
Oh, God. Have you decided where you'll be seated?
And I don't know. I'm going to have to roll the dice and figure it out.
All right. I'm going to make sure they seat you very far away from the stage, then, is what this means. If you're bringing props, I need to see you far away from the stage. Remember during my Pride show when those elderly gentlemen sat right at the edge of the stage and just would not show? I was screaming at them from the stage and they couldn't even hear me. That's how deaf they were. I hope they come back and sit in the same at the same table. I hope they're there.
I hope they're there and they're like silent and like just listening and like, oh, mm-hmm. Like, and they actually are fans of yours now because they had to sit through your show once for randomly no reason at all.
I will this time kick them in the head and tell them to go to the Golden Bachelor. I'm not even joking. Like, get out of my house when I'm in there doing
they
shit.
They were like three Jerry rejects or Gary rejects. Yeah.
They were, They all had a lot of white hair is what I remember about them. Deborah Messing is apparently mad at Megan Mullally for being friends with Susan Sarandon. You aware of this?
That is the strangest headline we've talked about yet, and we've had some doozies this episode. Why?
Yeah,
why?
Like, I don't know. I don't know where I heard this, probably at the United Nations or a bathhouse or one of the many other places I've been this week. But I will tell you that apparently the feud between Deborah Messing and Megan Mullally has been reignited ever since Susan Sarandon got canceled, you know, for saying those remarks about what's happening in the Middle East. And I guess because Megan is friends with Susan, Deborah Messing is sort of like reigniting it. I'm sure everything I'm saying is hearsay, but this is not. You're not listening to a journal. This is not a news organization you've dialed into, listeners. This is just shit that we hear, but that's what I've heard.
The bar is so low.
I want Deborah Messing to take a very long break from fame. That's what I want. I think I've wanted that for a while.
The bar is just so low.
And I don't like that I feel like gay people have turned on Deborah Messing, but you know, we should fix her. She should be the topic of something because these days I only hear negative things about her and I think she needs our help.
Add her to the list. Let's do it. Oh, Dominic, the fact that I do this every time now, but the fact that I waited this long to tell you this story. A gust of wind has told me that they think they've confirmed that I'm right about Vanessa Lachey on the set of Love is Blind.
Meaning what?
Meaning that she's at war with the production company.
Ah, interesting.
And I don't know anything more than that, and I can't say anything more than that, but just know that I'm boots on the ground up to stuff in LA about to find out more.
Okay. You're knee deep in it. And what other phrases can we use?
I don't even know. I'm in a pod, and I'm listening. I'm going to listen to a faceless being tell me the dirt, and I'm hopefully going to be able to report it back here. As much as we make up all these things, they're right. People, the ideas are good. We're correct about random things that we think. Like, we're getting confirmation left, right, and center.
Yeah, we really do have our ears to the ground and our boots.
And our
we're
boots.
On the ground. We're just on the ground. That's
we're just
it.
Falling. We've fallen on the ground.
And can't get off the ground. Yeah. I mean, we're going to have to go to our guest and our client, but I don't even know where to start with these George Santos cameos. So let's just talk about them next week.
We have too much.
It's too much. I almost can't even handle that. I brought it up. I'll probably faint. I'm probably going to faint. I would like to say that I'm entering the last leg of my holiday show. And I will be at the Cutting Room in New York City. The show is almost sold out, so please snatch those teeks. And it will be this Sunday, the 16th. And then on Monday, the 18th, I'll be at Oasis in San Francisco. And then on Wednesday, the 20th, I'll be in Los Angeles at the Virgil. Please go to my website. Get those teeks. Dominterry.com. Love you.
Just know that past guests and cookies will be at every single one of those shows, by the way. I have confirmation.
Yeah, the cookies have been overrepresented at each location. It's pretty. There are more cookies than fixies there.
Yeah. Just know that it's happening. Anyway, guys, if you're not listening to the Patreon, I don't know what to tell you. We just put out a absolutely unhinged Aubrey O'Day episode that has a visual companion on the Fixing Famous People Instagram account that shocked the nation and the world, rightfully so. And there's much, much, much more where that came from. So if you're not in the Patreon, I don't know what to tell you. Just go to patreon.com/fixingfamouspeople and that's all.
I mean, I know we're not a news organization, but nothing about Aubrey O'Day has ever shocked the nation. I'm going to say that. Nothing. Nothing. How dare you?
If people.com's Instagram is a news organization, we are a news organization.
I guess
Thank
you're
you
right.
so much.
I guess you're
We could talk all day, obviously, as you all know, but I have the number one guest that I've wished to come on this podcast since its inception is in the waiting room and we gotta go. So I'll see you guys.
Hallelujah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile.
Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Okay, listeners, I am what? I am excited for this guest. I'm going to lay something on you, and it's embarrassing because I just met you 2 seconds ago. But when we were creating this podcast and people were like, who is your like pie in the sky, like dream guest to have on the show? When I tell you that Lacey Mosley, scam goddess herself, was the number one guest that I wrote down immediately without even thinking about it, I am telling the truth. And she is here. We bow to you, scam goddess herself, Lacey Mosley.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Thank you, Dominic. I'm so happy to be here. I'm excited. Yes.
I've been a part of the congregation for like from the jump, basically.
Wow. An OG congregate. Okay.
OG. And when I tell you that like you, when we were like in lockdown, like I didn't leave this apartment for 2 weeks because I live in New York and like couldn't go outside. I listened to so many episodes of your show, like laughing hysterically when I had no reason to laugh other than listening to Scam Goddess. And like, I'll always remember that. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. I was locked in my apartment doing the episodes like an insane person, just in my apartment on a microphone and a computer like, hey, that's when we were first doing Zoom podcasts. That was the beginning of the Zoom podcast. We were doing it live and then we never looked back. Now we're all Zoom podcasting like half of the time. Yes.
It's crazy. But yeah, but like truly like 2020, I was like sitting there being like, thank God Lacey's still doing her podcast because I like have to like listen to this. And like, it's the only thing that's bringing me joy. Oh,
thank you. It so was bringing me joy too. Thank you.
I'm humbled that you allowed yourself to come on this podcast because I love you. Anyway, that's all. Okay. All brown nosing aside.
That's my pussy pink, my booty all brown.
Yeah. we're here. I mean, I don't even need to explain Scam Goddess is the best podcast ever. Lacey goes through scammers from now, like the 1800s, everywhere in between, and just recaps all kinds of scammers. And it is the best. If you're not listening, I don't know what you're doing. It's the best.
Very fun.
Anyway, we're not here to talk. Well, we are here to talk about a scammer, actually.
Oh,
sadly.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, like,
we're actually definitely here to talk about a scammer, and his name is Perez Hilton.
Ooh.
Even his name is a scam. That's somebody else's name.
Right?
Yeah, his name is from Paris Hilton. Like, he said, like, Paris Hilton was, like, a famous it girl, and I wrote Perez Hilton just to, like, get
absolutely
clicks. Yeah, like, he has admitted that.
He was like,
well, how could
that.
He not? I mean, it was pretty obvious at the time. And he's not. Oh, you know what? I don't care how hateful he is. We still have to do what we do on this podcast.
Oh,
Lacey, and that is, I know the middle name of the client, and you and Chris will have to guess what his middle name is. It's what we do around here to kick things off. Now, Perez's real name is Mario Lavandera Jr. What are your guesses for what his middle name would be?
Ooh, I gotta go Antonio.
I was gonna say Anthony because, which is also Dominic's middle name.
I'm so happy that I don't have that in common with him right off the bat. It is not Anthony, but it is, this is very funny. You're both in the same wheelhouse. It is Armando, Mario Armando Lavandera Jr.
Okay, that's the closest I've ever been.
That's the closest anyone's ever come. This is
Lacey,
sort of like a double showcase, $1 over bullshit right here. Someone's going home with both showcases. This is great.
I got a washing machine. Yes.
You also won Chris's washing machine because you came closer. That's what we're doing here.
I knew it had a little sazon on it too.
Yeah.
And he is from, he was born in Miami, Florida, to Cuban parents and raised in Little Havana. And he has talked about his childhood a lot, particularly when he is accusing some of the attacks on him as being racist, which they're just not. Because
Mario, you are a white Cuban. Let's be serious. And for real. Let's be so serious and for real.
Also, not least using his government.
That's all he will be called from for here on out, Mario.
I remember when he... I mean, I went to his site probably 1,000 times a day when he was at his peak. I think
every day. Every day.
I knew it was distasteful. We could all actually see him taking it too far and like unraveling himself by just, you know, his claim to fame was writing dirty shit on photos of celebrities, penises, cum shots, nasty words about people. He started doing it to celebrities that were underage and then routinely apologizing for it. But like, we knew it was distasteful, but we went every day because he just, he had tea. He was doing something that other people were not doing yet.
And it was the days of MySpace. So we have to remember, like, this is like Tila Tequila. This is like the time where the internet, it was the Wild West. You could really just do anything on that page. And nobody, there were no regulations. It wasn't like Cardi B, like, suing Tasha K times. Like, this was when you could do and say whatever you want. You could make up things out of thin air. And Perez Hilton made that name. It was so smart because he was like, what can I do that's going to get me clicks, but also for bitches who can't read good?
Right, yeah. Right, right, like, right.
You wanted to type in Paris Hilton, but you really, you ain't been to Paris. You ain't been to France. Okay. So the girls were just guessing and they were just going with whatever the first O was on Google, you know, or on Ask Jeeves. We were still asking Jeeve.
It was for people that were on their computer and wasted and they fell asleep on their keyboard. That's like what, you know, that
we were binging. This is for the Bing community.
And how dare you invoke Ask Jeeves on this podcast?
Jeeve was like, I don't know, Perez? Is that what you mean?
Do you mean Perez? Lacey, you are right. Is like, it really was one, the Wild West, where you could just do any, like, anyone could do anything. I mean, don't forget, like, he would take a photo that he found on the internet, upload it to like Paint, and then like use an eraser. That's how he drew on the people. Like,
it was like the clip art, like the little clip. It was like Paperclip Man was like, do you want to draw a penis? He was like, well, yes.
And then it really was like, you could do anything. And I feel like not enough when we talk about like Britney Spears and Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan and all the people that we like dragged through the mud in like the early 2000s. We don't enough point to like, look at the quote unquote news, celebrity news that was going around. It was Perez Hilton who was like, always slamming either Britney, Paris Hilton, Amy Winehouse, Lindsay Lohan, Dina Lohan, rightfully, and like I allow that one.
Yeah, drag her.
And then like any other, like mostly female celebrities that were like trying to do, you know what I mean? Like the fact that Britney Spears in her book did not say the words Perez Hilton is a crime. Because she should have
it. Don't give him no
that.
Death.
That's on purpose. That's absolutely on purpose.
Slammed him left,
heart.
Right, and center. Do you know what I mean? Like she should have been like made some allusion to him because he was so bad to her and like so many other people.
But he would have lived, and she knew that.
Yeah,
I think that was her serving. She was like, "You mean nothing to me.
Yeah,
never
that's
seen
true.
You." You're
well, she probably
alive.
Also truly had never seen him. Like she has no idea who he is.
I bet he wanted it so bad. I bet he must have read that book and was so disappointed that
he
wasn't
thirsting.
Mentioned.
Read every single page, flipping it real slow, licking his thumb every single page, just hoping to get a glimmer of Mario. And I bet you he was gagged. I bet you when he got to the end, he was like flipping over the editor note, like just hoping.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like, I'm getting sure acknowledgement. Yeah.
Acknowledgement. He was like, I got to be in here somewhere. I ruined this bitch's life.
I bet he's lobbying her to be in the follow-up, actually. It just needs to be about him. He needs
He's
to
in
be
Barnes and Noble
one,
just like God. Writing himself in the back. Like, but yeah. Also ruined her life too. It wasn't just Justin. He wasn't the only crunchy haired blonde who ruined her life.
Yeah. And whenever Justin was laying on the floor, like with his guitar, he also opened up his computer to PerezHilton.com.
Right. Oh, she is. Oh, she is. I told him that.
As I was doing my research for this episode, the research which began maybe about a minute after we started recording, I am really just stunned by how much shit he did before the thing that I thought was his Molly, you're in danger girl moment. Because the moment for me when I knew he was done was when he revealed who won RuPaul's Drag Race. season 2 or 3, it was whenever Raja won Drag Race. Mm-hmm. And he posted on his site before the show aired, because that was back then, they didn't record 3 separate endings the way that they do now on certain competition shows. They recorded just the one for who actually won. And when he spilled that Raja won, that moment, just speaking first as a reality producer, changed a lot of things about how shit is recorded on reality shows. Because if you want to record a live to tape result show, you have to now record multiple endings because of what Perez Hilton did to RuPaul's Drag Race. I also knew once he fucked with RuPaul and World of Wonder that he was going to be assassinated any time after that. And he did quickly go down not too long after that. That was, for me, that was the beginning of his end.
Wait, but Dominic, there's 2 things that are on my radar that are way, but like huge, humongous ones that like ended him too. Are you, okay, so.
Are you ready? Yeah.
I'm ready to go. So, I mean, let's, for one whole second, like, he did have us all in the palm of his hand. Like, when it was popping, it was pop. Like, when it was, like, really happening, like, he was the, now you have all these people on TikTok that think they're, like, Entertainment Tonight 2.0, that, like, think that they're, like, the next correspondent for, like, every show. He really did have us, like, in, like, he was the person. Now it's, there's an entire industry of, like, this going on, aka our podcast for half of it. Like, like, so many, but, like, there's an entire industry that does this. Like, he was really the only independent person that was, like, truly doing it.
And he would be referenced by, like, E! News, by Entertainment Tonight. Yes. Like, they would pick up on his stories once they gained traction and reference him on television.
Yeah, no, so they treated him with reverence, some of them, like, having him on as an expert the way they would with, like, Michael Musto or somebody. Like, he was considered a culture expert. Mostly because of he did get some scoops, but he was appealing to a younger audience, and he was an internet guy. Like, that was what he was, one of the very first internet famous reporters in that way.
And then I remember him reporting a lot about Fergie and Josh Duhamel. Remember this?
No, whatever the incident was,
they were getting divorced.
Was this when Fergie was like doing flips?
No, I mean, I love that video and quote it every day, but no, it was not one for you.
It wasn't.
No. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Listen, for what Fergie didn't have in vocals, she was going to give you an extraness. Nobody ever asked Fergie to do none of that stuff, but she said, I'm going to do a flip.
She's like, I'm doing front flips at P.S. You know that, like, that morning concert thing, it starts at like 5 in the morning. Like, mm-hmm. She starts performing, like, in Rockefeller Center at, like, 5:30 a.m. So,
like,
not
baby,
only
you
was
got in hair and makeup at 2:30 a.m.
Yeah,
and
correct.
You're doing flips.
Flips. Full on flips. It was, I mean, justice for Fergie. Let's play some basketball is all I have to say. Anyway, moving right along. he was reporting a lot on there, like, because, like, he was cheating on her allegedly, and then, like, blah, blah, blah. So he was reporting a lot on them. And then something happened, and I'm not going to pretend like I remember exactly what happened, but he met the Black Eyed Peas somewhere, like, out, or saw them and, like, got into a fight with them.
Right.
And, like,
with all of the peas?
I don't know. Like, maybe
with the manager. Like, boom, I think it was with his manager.
Like, yeah. Like, truly, truly boom, boom, pow. Lacey, how dare you?
Only with the sweet peas. No, I think it was the manager that he had gotten into, like, a physical, he had claimed he'd gotten into a physical altercation with an incident in Toronto with their manager.
And then was like, went on his site and did a video where he was, like, calling them all the F word and, like, Fergie, you're a stupid bitch, and, like, fuck you, and, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, really, like, bad, like, unhinged behavior. And I remember that was a thing where people were like, okay, this is, like, wait, like, what are you doing? Like, this
that was someone feeling their oats. And Glad started screaming at him, saying he had to apologize. And eventually he did apologize, but he said, I'm not apologizing to Glad, I'm apologizing to the gay community. And that was when we all just sat back and went, this bitch you were.
No, I'm confused because I thought we took the word back. I don't say it personally because I am not a gay man, but I know people say it, but I don't know. I mean, I guess it's how you say it.
I think that one, he was like using it as an insult. Like he was using it in a hurtful way, which is not okay. And then also, I mean, please, Dominic and I say it 75 times at the beginning. Lacey. We're two idiots, but.
Oh, like, so he was trying to use it as a slur.
Yes.
To people who are not gay. I mean, he was using it. Okay. Yeah.
I need a context. Okay.
No.
He wasn't trying to just be like flipping. He was actually trying to hate crime them.
he was hate criming them. Yes, correct, Lacey. I'm so sorry. That was not explained earlier.
And speaking of that, to give it a little more context, it's important that a couple of years prior to that, he is credited with outing Lance Bass a couple of years before that, or forcing Lance to come out, because I think Lance knew that Perez was going to print something saying that he was gay. And so Lance had to come out because Perez was going to do that. And Perez, I'm on the wiki page. Perez told Access Hollywood, "I don't think it's a bad thing. If you know something to be a fact, why not report it? Why is that still taboo?"
Listen, the oppressed
taboo.
Can be the oppressor, okay?
Yeah.
There's nowhere in the rule book that says that just because you identify someone that you can't be evil, you know?
Right. Oh, no, well, that's the thing. And he's wrong. And especially as a gay man, he should consider himself to be wrong, but he didn't. And I think that was the beginning of the term. I'm still saying with fucking with Drag Race was the moment, but he's also credited with maybe pushing NPH to come out a little sooner than he wanted to, in the same vein that he was going to print something like some hard evidence or something.
Which is so ridiculous. Like, mind your fucking business. And I think, honestly, the karma that you put out, like, it will come see your ass. Like the ghosts of Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, it's seen him for the past 10 years, really. I mean,
truly.
Yeah, it has visited him.
So I have another bomb to drop on you, Dominic, is that blogs don't really exist anymore. We're in a point where, like, social media happens. The iPhone is, like, the prevailing. Like, we're not on PerezHilton.com anymore to, like, get our celebrity news because we can just go right to the celebrities.
Right. We get it from fixing famous people now.
We – sure. Well, we get it from people.com's Instagram account. That's what we get it from.
Everyone needs a Lord. Yes. Yeah. That's ours.
So Perez is like, fuck, like, what do I do? You know what I mean? Like, I'm now like obsolete. And he was about to, well, he started to become very good friends with a woman named Stephanie Germanotta, AKA Lady Gaga. And they started to be like, when she was rising to like that, like when she skyrocketed to fame and like everyone was like captivated by her, she would like bring him on red carpets. They would like kiss on red carpets together. Like weirdly, they became like very good friends together. And he was then given this deal that was like his big like transition to television, where he was going to have this like talk show / I think it was like a late night kind of like almost like an Access Hollywood, but more like more gay, more like reality television news and like stuff that we would want to hear. And he was going to have this huge show and they like gave all this press to it. And Lady Gaga was going to be like the first big, huge exclusive interview that he got. They like go to film it and something happens on the set and it's like all over the internet that like she storms off the set and blah, 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 and this and that. And it doesn't happen. And like basically this show immediately gets canned because they're like, we just promised everyone this humongous interview and you're not delivering on it. So it gets completely wiped off the face of the earth. And Lady Gaga goes in the press and is like, we were drinking. I gave him 2 full days of my time to like interview with me and be with me and be in my house and like be with, and I was giving him full access. And the minute that he could, he asked me about my ex-boyfriend and he asked me all these questions after I had been drinking and like didn't have my back and was like, you exploiting me.
Right.
So I was like, so she said like, fuck you. And like, she walked off and she didn't do it and it ruined the whole thing. And she basically was like, you shouldn't be doing that to me. Like, I gave you so much, like, I'm the reason that this show is existing. Like, fuck you. Like, don't ask me things that I told you not to ask me.
Why the fuck would he? Okay, first of all, bitch, you just dumb as hell. Like, you're dumb as fuck. Like, this woman, I know what happened. Lady Gaga was like, oh, look at me, being a mother, helping a gay down on his luck, helping him. And then I'm sure he's just kissing her ass all over her booty crack. Like, your mother, you're the queen. She's like, let me help him. I'm a benevolent queen, right? Help him. You know, she's a theater kid, okay? So I'm sure everybody around is like, girl, you are very annoying. And he's like, no, you're not, girl. Go off. Have your titties out while you're having your meeting with your management. Write an album about an auntie that died that you never met and then play it for your grandmother and try to make her cry. Do that. Be weird. Be gay.
Uh-huh.
And then the second that you get this opportunity, why don't you be gentle with her? And then you can be nasty with the rest of these bitches that you get on the show. Why would you fuck it up with the person who put you on? Go be a nasty bitch to everybody else that you get from the clout that she gave you. Why would you do that to mother? Like, what are you doing? You're biting the hand that fed you. Like,
and by that point too, he had survived too much where he was just sort of in his head becoming like this bad boy, sort of like what I would imagine Piers Morgan thinks he is, you know, where he gets like to talk shit and keeps getting rehired. No, for real.
He thought he was a fucking mastermind. It's like, no, you're a dumbass is what you are.
That he thought he could shit on anyone and just still keep working because the brand was keep doing fucked up shit. And I'm going to keep moving forward. Like when Michael Jackson died, he had posted, he claimed for a minute that it was a publicity stunt. And then Michael Jackson actually was dead. He kept doing all these things, like horrible things, getting called out for all these horrible things and survived. So
that's what I had to realize too, as a, like working about scams and talking to scammers and working a lot in the scam industry. A lot of people will think because you're kind that you're stupid. And I've had to check a lot of motherfuckers. So I'm like, I'm kind, but the second that you try to play me, I will quickly remind you that I am not fucking stupid and you will be looking dumb very quickly. So that's what he thought. He thought he kissed up to her and that the whole time he was working manipulation, she actually thought that he was a kind person. And the second that he tried to ply her with alcohol and play her, she had to kick his ass. I mean, honestly, I would have beat him up too. I would have been like, give me your clothes. I would have made him walk naked down the street out of my palatial mansion and the gated community. I would have humiliated his ass. I'm like, Mario, and give me them clothes too, bitch. No, wardrobe, take all his shit. And then make him... Shame. I was like, somebody find a bell. Props, find a bell. Shame. Shame. Fucking leave my property.
Is Gaga the dragon that slayed Perez? Do you think that was the last slice? Well,
then it's like the dust settles and then allegedly.
Oh, I know what's coming.
He is then like looking at an apartment in her building.
Yes.
Or something like that. Yes. Or she finds out he's in her apartment.
Stalker.
Like in her building or something. And she goes on Twitter and is like, get your fucking ass out of my apartment. Like all capitals. And this is like before Instagram was what it is today. So like you just see like one of the most famous people in the world like tweeting full capitals like get out of my apartment, and everyone's like, what the fuck is happening? And she finds she like rips him a new asshole on Twitter being like, you're trying to get into my building, you are a stalker, like go fuck yourself, like blah blah blah. And like from, and then that I think was like the nail in the coffin, because from her point of view, he is then trying to be petty and like stalk her and like get back at her by moving into her building to like attack her or something. Obviously, I don't think he was actually moving into her building to try to attack her, but he like it like became this huge news story because everyone was so confused.
Like Demi Lovato, like, leave her alone. I mean, get a job.
Exactly. It was creepy then. It sounds much creepier now. Like if that had taken place in 2023, he would have been visited by people.
Oh, there'd be an ABC. It would be like the Gaga and the Perez. Like, what are those? Like, you know what I mean? Like the Housewife and the Hustler. Like, it would be like there would be a Dateline about it if that happened today.
Oh, what is? I know he lives in the city now. He lives in Manhattan. But what does he do now? Does Perez Hilton? Should I go to the site?
Well, then he lost weight. Remember, he lost like a shit ton of weight.
Yeah.
And like tried to be sexy, which then everyone was like, no thanks. Like,
bless her.
I don't know if I can call that a card, baby. That face check. That face money order.
So he tried to, that was like a thing. Like once he was like totally canceled and like kind of like had no prospects, he then was like, let me be sexy. And that didn't really ever pan out.
The Delulu is strong with
this. Yeah. And then I think he kind of started to like go on podcasts to be like, I feel bad. Look what I did. Like eventually I have listened to him on podcasts where he was like, I was really hot. And then like, I got, I think he was sued a bunch. Like, I'm making sure all this is all.
No, you're not making it up. You're not.
Like, I remember him saying, like, I had a lot of lawsuits against me and I had to settle all of them. And so, like, all the money I made off of, like, everything I did, like, I lost from, like, having to, like, be in court with, like, A, B, and C person.
Brittany was involved in some of that as well.
I bet.
He was sued, but for illegally posting recordings by Britney Spears on the site in, like, 2007. It was, like, 10 really? Uncompleted songs and unfinished recordings. And I believe they settled with the record company. He did, meaning.
Which is why he's not in that book. She knows about him. That's the Sagittarius. She said, I know about you, but I'm not talking about you. You mean nothing.
Well, and during her whole meltdown, he was, I mean, you know, the world was unkind during that, but he was the absolute empress of unkindness through the entire moment.
I saw the photo, like the photo. We all know which
on
one.
On his site.
In his, on Perez Hilton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
100%. Like 100%. And he tried to like kind of be like, I feel bad. Like he did do like an apology tour eventually. This is years later of being like, I kind of fucked up and now I have nothing to show for it now. And I'm like hated by everyone. And I'm I, like, what do I do? And everyone was kind of like, I don't really know.
Yeah.
And I don't really care. It's kind of like when you show contrition and it's because you have nothing left, then are you really sorry? Or is this literally the last resort, bitch, because you're broke and everyone hates you? Like, this is not real remorse. Like, you just literally have nothing left. If you were rich and somebody gave a fuck about your bitch ass, then you probably wouldn't be apologizing. You're literally only doing it because this is the only reason that people would want to hear you speak, because they literally don't give a fuck about you.
And like, it didn't work, or we wouldn't be talking about him right now.
Right. Today. Like, what's an apology if I come in and break in and rob your house and break up all your shit and then you catch me? I'm sorry. Forgive me. Yeah. Watch you. What do you mean? If you left here with all my shit, you wouldn't be apologizing to me.
No, he is fucked. He's given several interviews in recent years, too, where he talks because he has three children now. I think three.
That was also a route I think he did. He was like, let me adopt some kids and put them on display. Like, look at y'all. I'm a father.
That didn't work.
I took in all these houseless kids. They didn't have no house before me. Y'all really not going to give me a job no more when I got houses kids? Y'all want these kids and I have a house again? Because I already had no house before. Think about the children. Y'all don't want to think about me.
Well, listen, you're in the zone here because he, in these interviews, has said, I know that my kids are going to get bullied because of what I've done. And people are going to say shit to my kids when they see me holding their hands in public. So what you're saying is not even an exaggeration. He's still using them as a way to say, like, please leave me alone. Please help me, et cetera, et cetera. And it's not.
Who's calling the paps for Perez Hilton? Like, Perez, you're calling the paps. Mario, you call it paps when you hold your kids' hands.
Well, exactly what he informed us that Lindsay was doing all those years ago. He is now the person who probably is doing it.
He's like, yo, okay, look, we gonna wait in the lobby. Daddy, I'm hungry. We gotta wait in the lobby till the paps come so they can see I'm holding your hand and then we can get some sympathies. Do y'all want to eat
shut
tomorrow?
Shut up, yeah.
These sympathies are paying the bills. We need 7 sympathies to keep the lights on.
No, but like truly, yeah. I mean, it's not good. It's bad. This is a hard PS. Like this is a hard, like I have thought for days of like, how do you fix this person? Like, and it's hard. Like it's hard.
And he was honestly, he's done enough actual bad shit to people that some people may not get over that I struggled with whether or not he even qualified as a person to be on the show. But now that we've been just utterly roasting him for the past half hour, I know that he was the correct choice because the most important qualification is can we mock you and feel good about it?
I think the other thing I want to bring up really quickly is that the press is a relation. You have a relationship with the press. Like it is a machine and it is its own entity. And like, when you're someone who's constantly like breaking these stories or doing this or doing that, like, and you're just making enemies, like if you're just there making enemies all the time, like you're not, like you have no job now because you have made enemies with every other person that could have given you a job in some form or another.
Exactly. And also the actors, like how do you expect to be on a red carpet and nobody wants to talk to you? Because at a certain point, that's a relationship that has to be built. Like
correct.
I've been on carpets, like, cause people don't know this, like, especially when you're starting out, like everyone, but like you go on press tours and sometimes the studio pays for it, but sometimes as an actor you pay for it. It's very expensive. Like if you see actors at lots of red carpets and stuff, there's a good chance that either the studio, if it's a big movie, paid for it, or the actor paid for it themselves. So like sometimes you'd be thinking people are popping and really they just paid a PR firm to make sure they could be at every party. Like they're not really popping like that. It's all a game. And so when you start out, maybe nobody wants to take a picture of you. But then when you get real popping, everybody wants to take a picture. Everybody wants a video. And then you get to decide who you want to talk to. So if you're somebody who's running stories about me and bleaching my booty hole and stuff, or you know, you talking, you know what I mean? Or, you know, you talking about what I did last weekend. Are you getting pictures of my coochie stepping out of the car? I'm not going to talk to you on a carpet.
Yeah, correct.
So it's like, if you piss everybody off, then like nobody's going to want to work with you. And he made sure to make an enemy out of everybody. I've never seen such a strong narcissist. He was running over everybody. Like he had no loyalty. I can't believe what he did to Lady Gaga. Like she was fucking with you when nobody would. And
no
then he didn't even wait long enough for me. I'm like, bro, the show ain't even come out. Shit ain't even aired. You go fuck her over while y'all in production. Right. But he thought he already won. He thought because the cameras were rolling that and the contracts were signed that she couldn't fuck all that shit up. Like, you underestimated how powerful that bitch was, and that was on you. You're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And also that shows me that he hates women. I already knew that from the stuff that I heard about on his blogs. But like, you hate women, you think they're stupid, and you thought that you were smarter than her. You thought because you weaseled your way into her life that you had her. And you were wrong.
There was something about his tone. Well, it always was very anti-woman, you know, like crotch shots and everything he did to Britney, everything he did to Gaga. It was always very consistently anti-woman. But
jealousy.
It was also probably a hint of that, or by a hint, like a ton of it, maybe a coating, maybe all of it. But there was something always that was too, you're right about the personality disorder, because it was almost too aggressive. There was something way too gleeful about the misfortune of celebrities, which is not unlike what the tone of Twitter is when anything happens to anybody. But as far as celebrities go, that hate, like that act, that gleeful hate of misfortune sort of started with his sight. Like it wasn't, we're all catty. It's not about being catty, but it's about the joy in fucking someone over, or the absolute joy in being guttural towards someone. That was different from other gossip sites that wouldn't have existed probably if Perez did it.
It's like, exactly. You have so much more than me. You take all these pretty pictures. You live this glamorous lifestyle. So I want bad things to happen to you because my life will never be as good as yours. So when bad things happen to you, I take glee in that because I'll never have the life you have.
Dehumanizing, defacing the way a psycho would to the photo of an ex, you know, putting graffiti on it, doing exactly what he did on his site was.
And can you imagine sitting at your computer doing that?
No.
Sitting down, taking time out of your day. Let's open up Paint. Click it, click, 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 click. Let's pull up the photo. Doop, 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 drag, drop. And then you're sitting there like, what color should I use today? Let's use red. Click, click, red, drag. What are we going to draw on Britney's face? I did a penis yesterday. Okay, let's do devil horns, and then maybe, no, let's add a penis with the devil horns. Like, what? Like you're sitting doing that.
Yeah. Well, and I remember he used to always put like little like blobs of like pee coming out of like Amy Winehouse's like skirts and stuff. Like he would, and then meanwhile, like a month later, she dies. You know what I mean? Like, it's like he was like reporting on all of her like relapses and like all that. Like, again, someone who was like in addiction, not well, not just, oh, Paris and Britney went out drinking and it was funny. Someone who really needed help, and instead of helping her, like, or saying
her
this
dad
is bad,
was enabling her, like, she has like, no one around her helping her boyfriend was also an addict, like, and you're also adding to that, like, she can open up her computer and see that you're adding pee to her leg and making fun of her weight. What?
Right.
Yeah, it's bad. And but the thing that's sad is that, like, not for nothing, go on fucking TikTok. There's 900,000 million Perez Hilton wannabes that
now,
are all over.
Sure.
There.
Well, that's why I said like that. The tone of his site is the tone of Twitter now. I mean, it is just 100%. Like the joy of. And look, I'll take a certain joy if someone who is truly hateful has a bad moment, but that's not what was happening with him. He was taking his own insecurities out on people who were just having a bad time, not who were bad people, you know? And it was,
I don't know. I don't know if he should be proud that he was the first sort of, it just went beyond Hedda Hopper. It was like, can you imagine Hedda Hopper drawing pee coming out of Amy Winehouse's leg in the newspaper in 1950?
No.
That's what he did. He temporarily, or maybe permanently, ruined that art form, actually, you know, like of gossip, because there can be a sort of like majesty or elegance in like being a gossip columnist, like being connected. Like Liz Smith was pretty elegant as a gossip columnist. Mm-hmm. Mario Lavandera, not so.
Well, and there's like a world, there's a realm where it's like, there's something that can be so gossipy, like, I heard that these two people are going to be doing a movie together. Not like, did you hear that Amy Winehouse went to rehab again? Right. Like, do you know what I mean? There's a world in which it can be like fun and not
titillating.
Hurtful. Yes, mm-hmm. Titillating. Exactly. That's a great word.
Exactly.
Yeah, and not like lowbrow and gauche. Like what he's doing, and also what he was doing was childish and despicable, and at times just like, it wasn't even gossip. He was just making shit up and being like a goofball. Like, right. like what are you even doing? Like, you're on Microsoft Paint. Like, this is so goofy. And like, there was plenty of real gossip he could have been talking about. I think, I don't know, it was just like loser behavior. Like, he's just such a big loser. Yeah. So all it was projection. It's like all his inner feelings that he was just putting out on the page. And I don't think I don't know if we could fix that. I don't know if years of therapy and I don't know, psychiatry could fix that.
He wrote a book like a year or two ago, I think, where he was talking about how Perez was created and how he became so hated and all this stuff. I didn't read it. I don't think I will. But if anyone wants those answers, it's probably in that book.
He really wrote a book.
I love the language of how he became so hated, as if it was some kind of wild force that created it. That's, I think you have to be like, how I made people hate me. Like, I think you have to. I think you're missing some words in there that add accountability, because became so hated just makes it seem like you tripped and failed and people hated you. Like, I think.
Yeah, you tripped and failed.
I think you did some things.
In October of 2020, he published a memoir called TMI. My Life in Scandal. And in the book, he unveils, quote, the story of how Mario Lavandera became Perez Hilton, the world's first and biggest celebrity blogger, while also becoming the most hated man in Hollywood. Yeah. I don't believe that's the entire title of it, but that's what was in quotes on Wikipedia. So I just spouted out.
I'm sure that it's the entire title.
That Fiona Apple wrote the title of this book, correct, as well. Yeah. I won't read it because I just don't care. I know what he did because I saw it. I lived it every day. I felt dirty about it at the time. I still did it. I still went to a site 100 times a day.
I mean, I will give him a little bit of props in the sense that he truly did take nothing and turn it into something.
Yes, he did. Like, but now,
like,
he's come full circle.
Yeah. No, but do you know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, he really did capitalize. This is like business porn. Like, they want to be like, there was a space and no one filled it, and I had an idea to fill it. And so then we made this company and no one believed in it at all. And then finally, like, the stock rose and everyone loved it. And it was called Apple Computers. Like, that's like what they, you know what I mean? Like, that's like what every business person like fucking beats off to at night, is like discovering this white space that they're going to conquer, that like, blah, blah, blah. Like, he did do that.
But I feel like that's like being like, there was a space and it was filled with so much opportunity, just 6 feet under the ground. No one said I could do it. It was a cemetery filled with treasure. And I was the only one with a shovel who was ready to open that marketplace. Yeah, I'm a grave robber. Yeah, it's immoral, but I did it. I dug up every grave and I robbed everybody of every piece of jewelry I could find. And everyone said it was deplorable. Everybody said it couldn't be done.
Okay, not slipping into a total impression. He did an apology tour on podcasts and no one cared. Like, he tried it and we didn't care.
Was he really like, what was he saying? Because, you know, when people do apology tours, it's always like, I didn't really know my impact, or this is what I thought I was doing. I wanted to be like, I was evil as fuck. I was listening. I would be under the bathroom stall looking at people pee. I was
never going to do that.
Never going to do that.
I want everything. Okay. I wouldn't be like, I would get people drunk and I'd be like, tell me if I was recording everything on my phone. I want him to just, I want all of it. And then we can move on.
Okay. I don't think he's going to do that either, but it would be great. Do we, like, does Gen Z know who he is? Like, I want to say no.
Does Gen Z know who anybody is? There was a week where the internet got so bad that Gen Z was like, I don't know, y'all. Osama bin Laden might have been on to something with that Death to America letter. Then they found out that he was a Nepo baby, like, maybe 3 days later. And they were like, wait a minute, Osama bin Laden was a Nepo baby?
Oh, my God.
That was a wild week on Twitter. I was like, y'all got to chill out. I know y'all don't got jobs, so y'all really get overzealous about things. But just, yeah, keep clicking on the Google. You can't just go to the first O. They got a lot of O's.
Oh my God,
Christopher!
I honestly blocked that out of my mind that like that actually happened and it was really bad.
But Gen Z, they do like to dig, so I feel like they might know about Perez. Maybe they might know about him and his adoptive kids. They might know his pronouns.
Oh my God, not his kids.
The website still exists. I just went to it, but there were so many ads popping up that the fan went on my computer, so I just
gave him a dollar.
You know what, well, he's given us a whole episode and got you here, so you know what, it was worth the goddamn dollar.
Yeah, I'll give him
you're
five.
Welcome, Mario.
He had to get 40 ads out while you were there. He was like, don't go.
Wait, did you back her? You need an attorney? Yeah. Christopher, is it time?
I think it's time.
It's time.
Okay, Lacey, as you know, it is time for us to pitch our ideas of how to fix Perez Hilton.
I'm ready. I'm ready to
And then
judge.
You are going to. You may ask questions at the end. You can do follow-up questions. You can do whatever you want. Okay. And then it is your time to choose who you think
should
be
this episode.
It's
my Shark Tank moment.
Yeah.
This is it.
Okay. This is Dominic's favorite part of the whole show. Perez Hilton, you are going to broker a deal with the very famous Instagram account, Dumois. You are going to start slowly, but you're going to start taking over Dumois' account. No one will know that it's you. And slowly but surely, you're going to go from doing it like once an hour to like completely taking over the account, where you start to post very Perez Hilton-esque things, but in a very sly, like trickle in the Perez Hilton sauce into Dumois. After a month, maybe 2 months of this, where Dumois is like blowing up with so much tea and like so much stuff, you are going to reveal that it has been you for the past 2 months, and like the reason that there's so much traffic coming to the site and we're hearing so many random things that we would never hear in Dumois was because you, Perez Hilton, were running, like, who in my opinion is now your replacement, and a not as mean but just as stupid replacement to Dumois. And once you reveal that, everyone is going to be talking about you. Everyone is going to like be writing articles about you. And then hopefully you can get at least one either news special, retrospective, kind of like Perez's impact on pop culture, Netflix 4-part series, et cetera, et cetera. And then you can at least try to do your apology tour and have people actually care about it. Because he doesn't need, right now, if he does anything, no one cares. No one cares.
Right.
But if he can get weasel his way back into our lives without us knowing, and then reveal himself, then we care again. And then he can try to do what Lacey said and say, I'm an evil piece of shit. And like, I knew I was evil and I've always been evil and I'm still evil. And that is my pitch.
I am going in a much different direction.
I couldn't tell, Dominic.
Perez Hilton. I want the lack of forgiveness for this man to continue forever, and I want it to be amplified and broadcast. I really wasn't even thinking of this until Lacey said, does Gen Z know who he is? And now I want Gen Z to know who he is. So I've adjusted my pitch slightly just based on that brief statement. I want him to do volunteer to do a round table where he's going to apologize to the people whose lives he has affected negatively. And he will be in the Andy Cohen spot. And reserved spots on the couches for Britney, Gaga, Lance Bass, Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, the Black Eyed Peas, all just a bunch of like a spot for everybody. This is something that will stream live somewhere, but internet based, not production company or network based, for this reason, because we want all these people to be invited and none of them will show up. All right. So it's going to be him sitting there alone. We're going to bill invited guests and we're going to list all these people that he fucked over. And he's going to say, I just want you all to come. Maybe one or two of the lesser. I doubt that. You know what Bip would show up is Paris Hilton. I bet Paris would show up.
No, she would not.
I don't know. But here's the caveat. At the end of this special that no one shows up to, I want it to be cancel culture's first and most hideously ruined figures. And I want him to live stream himself throwing himself into a volcano because he knows his life can't go on any longer. And that this is what happens when you're mean-spirited. I want him to go live, hold the phone in his hand, using a medium and a genre that he helped shove up everyone's ass in the O's, and just use it to say, I invented this meanness and now it's killing me. And then just while live streaming, jump into a volcano. Like, I just don't.
So Dominic, question from you. Are we on a set where we've invited the guests, or are the guests also supposed to show up near the active volcano?
No, these are two separate. Yeah, no, thank you for that question. The set is not at the base of this volcano. What?
This is a dark one, Dominic.
It's dark.
They can't
Chris,
all be.
I have a question for you. Yes. If he were to do the secret demois, is he posting in the demois format, or is
Correct.
He posting in his?
Correct. No. Perez it's Dumas format. No, because if he posts Perez format, the jig is up. Like he is posting as Dumas.
Okay. I will say, Dominic, you had me in the first half. I was down to see cancel culture work and him right. be alone on the stage and embarrassed. Right. And for the first time, as all these comedians complain about cancel culture, as they have not been canceled, as they complain about silence, as we can clearly hear them, but they're saying they're being silenced. But it's like, I'm reading this, so clearly you're not being silenced, because like that means I can't hear you or read you. But I'm seeing it. I was with you until we got to the fenestrating into the volcano, which we took a hard left turn there.
I can only speak from my heart, Lacey. I don't know.
And I don't know if we fix it with a volcano.
Well, I think a little bigger than you, I guess. I don't know what you want.
That's much bigger. Much bigger. Volcanoes are very large. So, Chris, I am going to have to go with the demois. I will say that I do have a note for the demois, though.
Okay.
My only note for that is that I would have gone TMZ, because I feel like they're brand-wise, like Dumois, like a little, like they are a little classier, and but that could reframe him into a
but
much more classier
why.
Landscape.
Yes.
But I
yes.
just feel like TMZ it would free him to still be hated, and I don't know if he's like ever going to be a good enough person to really keep up with the fray of Dumois, which tends to be like less. You know, like, who is Dumois? I don't know. You know, they keep it pretty under the fray. I don't know how long Perez could stay that good. Whereas TMZ, like, he could still be a certain level of trash and, you know, keep his... But you have high aspirations for him.
I'm surprised we didn't even bring up TMZ, because TMZ basically is him now. Like TMZ is the last remaining, like... news. I use
they
the
break
word
celebrity
news.
Deaths before the families know, you know, that's yeah, very him.
Yeah, like they are the last
bastion
member of like
terrible
yes.
celebrity
yes,
news
for sure.
Well, as I'm going, I've not actually been to Dumois' page until just this second, and Perez himself does comment on some of the stories on there.
Stop.
I swear to God.
So you were on there, Chris, he's aspiring to be Dumois. You're right.
He's
you might
like,
be right.
He's like, you have my career. He's like, I could have fucking done this. Like, fuck.
He could have been classier. Now he's hating on Dumois. He's going to start drawing penises on Dumois.
Yeah. A nameless figure, like of a woman.
So, Chris, you were right. Yeah, you... Congratulations.
That's a win. That's a win for me. It's I think, Dominic, are we tied? Are we tied now?
I think so. I think this does make us tied. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But Dominic, I would say your special thing could also work for him. Like, if he did like celebrities who really need some clout too, if we brought the level down to like celebrities whose lives that he ruined who could really use like an internet special where they all would be mutually benefited from.
Sure.
Like the girls who we haven't heard of, like, who's saying that you and your beautiful soul? Who haven't heard that?
Jesse McCartney.
Yeah, like let's round them girls up. And yeah, they, you know what I mean? Like people who could all use a boost from this, and they could sit down and talk about how he ruined their lives, and he could apologize, and like everybody would watch that, and then all of the, we'd be like, we haven't seen this person in forever.
I'm feeling a telethon. I'm feeling a telethon, an absolute telethon.
Yeah, a telethon. Yeah,
these people, some of the lesser known people who Perez knocked out of pop culture. Let's bring a whole GoFundMe.
And they could blame him for their failed careers. And he could apologize. And then everybody would be like, oh my God, we ain't seen Beautiful Soul in forever. And then like, maybe he could be like, I got a new song coming out, y'all. It's called Beautiful Mind. You know, like everybody could win. Everybody could win.
Still needs more Volcano, but I do like where you are going with it. I do like it.
Oh God. Well, this was big. This was big.
You're welcome, Mario. You're welcome.
You're welcome, Mario.
Lacey, thank you so much for being here. I can't stress enough how much I love you. I am such a fan. This is truly a dream come, my dream come true. If you're not listening to Scam Goddess, I don't know what the fuck you are doing. Get your ass over there right now. And you will, one, stop listening to this podcast because we are nowhere near as funny as Lacey.
Listening. Y'all are amazing.
And you are going to shoot tears out of your eyes in public. So prepare yourself for that. Lacey, obviously your podcast is Scam Goddess. Where can everyone find you?
Yes, you can find me at Scam Goddess on all platforms. And then if you want to follow me, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms. Yes. And Chris, this has been so fun. I'm so glad I could give you a tie win. Yes.
Thank you. Yes. No, this was very important that you got snuck this in because I've been in the back for months now. So this has been everything.
I know that I'm about to be overtaken, and probably because Chris is so logical and I have now crossed over to suicide with these people. So I'm going to keep losing every week. Now.
But the funniest suicide, a volcano, very hard to add.
I mean, if you're going to kill yourself, please.
My God. Please. Dominic, where can people find you?
People can find me at my website, dominterry.com, or on socials at Dominic Pupa. I still have a couple of holiday shows left this Saturday in New York at the Cutting Room, and then next week in San Francisco and Los Angeles. Please go to my website to find out.
Oh, and if you're in San Francisco, January 21st, San Francisco Sketch Fest, Cobbs Theater, 7 p.m., January 21st. You can come see Scam Goddess live.
Go see her now. Buy tickets.
Christopher. The main question everyone has in this podcast, always, every week, is where can we find Krista Rosa on the internet?
You can find me at The Krista Rosa. You can find the show at Fixing Famous People. Leave us a review and let us know who you want us to fix next. By the holiday candles at Fixing Famous People Instagram account. And obviously, I wish you both well. And where's Shelly? Goodbye.
Miscavige?
Yes.